Blog Talk Radio.
All right. It's your favorite day of the week, no doubt. Time for Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. And today we have more sex talk.
Yeah, always more sex talk.
More sex talk. Can't get enough of that sex talk with Derek and Tina. So, before we get into the middle of it, what's been going on with you, Tina?
Me? No. Not too much. What's been going on with you?
Well, school is over.
Oh, I
took my last final exam today for the year. Well, for the semester, I should say.
For the semester.
Yes.
I know, I have commencement Sunday. I mean, I'm not graduating, but because the same school, University of Michigan Flint, I'm the chair of the Flint Alumni Society Leadership Corps. So we have volunteers. I think we have about 30 volunteers this year. We help out at commencement. So we help all the new graduates get to where they have to go and make sure the family gets the programs and knows where to sit. And so we have volunteers who do that who are all alumni. So it's really great. So I'll be recruiting you, as you graduate.
Oh, yes.
Come on back.
We can work further together, right, to accomplish harmony in Flint,
exactly.
Michigan.
Right? So it's really great, yeah.
Yeah, well, congratulations. So you just wear a lot of freaking hats. And I notice your hair is never messy.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, I think it's because I have naturally straight hair. And I'm a Leo, right? So our hair is important, the lion mane,
Okay.
We have good hair.
So are we going to attribute your great hair to any type of product like Pantene?
I was going to say ejaculate. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Now we're into the topic of sex. I thought
it was good. You use ejaculate to moisturize your hair.
Well, that is very interesting because I was under the impression that it had to be something special like a Pantene. But
no.
Sperm works well.
No. I like to use shampoos and conditioners that have no parabens, sulfate-free, so they have less of those chemicals. So kind of going on a more natural, organic type route.
Okay.
I'm getting older. My hair's thinner. You gotta do those extra things now.
Right.
Use a special brush, blah, blah, blah. Right. All that boring thing.
All the boring things.
But, guys might like to think, ooh, you can use some of my ejaculate in your hair.
I'm sure that's what some of our callers were thinking. I've got a couple guys in mind right now that I want to say. But it's all good. So,
Derek, what about your sex life?
What about my sex life? My sex life is good.
Oh, nice.
It's really good. I did forget to wear my Paddington Bear outfit with the slicker and the rain boots.
Oh, you were going to do some role playing?
No, I got a shower. What took you so long?
Unlike Patty's in Bear.
The shower, the galoshes.
Oh, my gosh. You're hilarious.
Yeah.
So funny.
I know.
What am
I supposed to do? You got to go with the moment, right? You got to go in the flow. No, but sex is good. And, I find, though, that sometimes sex is a little harder to perform. Well, no. Sex gets very interesting when you have to try to do it around multiple things that are going on in your life. Right? There's school, then there's the business, and then there's the radio show, and then there's sex, It's like, okay.
You gotta plot it all out.
Yeah. And sometimes, sometimes it just wakes up at 4 in the morning on its own. Sometimes it's not until 2 o'clock in the afternoon the next day. you know, I can't keep this guy under control, but I'm hoping now that school's out.
Oh. Well, this is a perfect opportunity to talk about a surprise that I have.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So.
Surprise.
Yeah, so yesterday I was at an event and I met some cool, fun people, and we're going to have one woman on next week as a guest.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, it's going to be really fun. She is hilarious.
Are we going to say her name now, or are we going to make the people wait?
We can say it. Well, her name is Crystal.
Okay.
So she's really fun. But anyway, she gave me something to share with you.
Me personally?
Oh, yeah. Well, only because it's for men.
Oh, good. You had me nervous for a second. I'm like, Crystal, I'm going through my Rolodex.
No, it's okay. No, she has this product. So she does a lot of fun stuff. She used to have a sex talk radio show. She has written a book about... Let me tell you the title of this book, because I won't get it right if I don't read it. And because I hear it's a really great book, and I only heard about it last night, so I haven't read it yet, but I will be reading it.
Okay.
So it's called Relationship Bible, Training Your Two-Legged Puppy Before He Matures Into a Dog.
Oh, I don't know, man.
She's a pretty funny woman.
All right.
Anyway, she also promotes a product, an all-natural product. There is a version for men and a version for women, but she only had with her a sample of this product for men.
Oh, great. Do you have it?
I do.
Oh, we're all four little gag gifts here.
No, it's not a gag gift.
Okay.
So you're saying, like, can't get this thing under control, and you got to, like, schedule things out. Sometimes, you know, like, Viagra is a popular product. Well, this is not like Viagra, exactly. It's an all-natural herb. So there are these all-natural herbs. If you want to try it, you can. If you don't, we'll find somebody else to try it for us before next week's show, and they can give us a real life.
I'm trying it, man. Sign me up, sister.
So it says it lasts for 24 hours. It is supposed to kind of perk up your sexual energy for about 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to give you the website and everything, and you can check it out.
Yeah.
You know, before you take it, you want to
make
sure there's not anything you're allergic to.
I'm not allergic to pussy.
So all natural may help maintain normal erectile quality and support sexual performance. Don't take a picture of me. All right. May help normal arousal and support stimulation and stamina, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's designed, she told me, and it tells you what's in it. There's a whole bunch of herbs in it. Some on the back.
Okay.
What the blend of herbs is. Oh, my gosh, it says semen sesame nigrama.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but... Yeah, so
something with semen and sesame?
Yeah, I don't know. I just
said
it.
So
it's called Strike Up.
I'm going to post this on our Facebook page. You guys have to check this out. And
yeah, that's
the that way
cool.
You guys can see exactly.
Oh, you know what? And we have like a caller, but I don't know if they want to talk to us.
What I'm going to be taking.
Oh, yeah, someone has called in. Do they want to talk to us? We might just see who it is and have a Yeah, wouldn't it be fun?
That would be fun.
Okay, let's see. So, caller, we're going to be clicking you in. So if you didn't really want to talk to us and you're just listening to this fabulous show for fun, then just say, just listening, and then we'll know you don't want to chat with us. But if you want to chat with us, then just chat with us. Okay, so here we go.
This is amazing.
Hello.
Is there a caller there?
Remember, if you're just listening, just say just listening.
Just listening.
Just listening.
Who is that out there? All right. So.
All right, I'll mute them back out. They must just be listening, so they're really cool. And so... So what do you think of this strike-up? Does that
I am geek. that means that I'm going to have more great intercourse. And I would like to thank in advance Crystal and Strike Up for giving me a wonderful night of sex. And this is in advance.
Right. So, you know, sometime over the next week when you guys are going to have time, you know, take this. It's supposed to last for about 24 hours. And then
24 hours.
And then, you know, ideally if you want to use it Tuesday or Wednesday, then before we come back on the show Thursday, it'll be fresh in your mind. But if you don't have time, you can do it any time this week. That will be great.
I could always take it the day of the show. Right? Explain what sensations I'm feeling, and after the show, get rid of it or get busy with it. So, how did you meet this young lady again? And are we able to give out her phone number, or should we give out the number
to? We'll have to do that next week. She's going to come on the show and talk to us next week.
Yeah.
So, she gave me this so you can try it out ahead of time.
Okay.
And see all that. So I'm hoping that we're doing that's gonna work. So it should be really fun.
I think so.
So she was hilarious to touch. She was hilarious to chat with. Really fun.
And apparently open minded. Has she been in the sex industry for a while?
Yes.
We could switch. I'm done, but I'm mute.
So, we're getting a little echo back here.
Sorry about that. I already took the medicine, if you can't tell. I'm already jittery, baby.
What were you saying? Oh, yes. So, right. I met her at this event. We might be having technical difficulties. we're back.
You guys just missed a funny one. But,
yeah. We're back. So, you know, sometimes there's little clicky-clickies in the electronic technology area.
Yes.
So this is going to be really fun. So we're going to talk in the next week. She'll give us more information about that. You can check this out. Be sure, you know, there's nothing you're allergic to. Try it out. Let us know how it works, Derek.
Yeah. Now,
she told me that it's designed really, not to just be something that boing, you know, like Viagra. It's like boing, you just get erection.
It won't be an instantaneous erection?
No, it's not designed for that. It's more designed to enhance what you already want to do. So,
what do you mean?
Like, you're getting aroused. This will help with the arousal.
I'm going to have an orgasm.
Yes, that will. And this is supposed to help with that. But I think she told me the idea is that it responds to what you're doing. It's not just like a physical thing. It's meant to be a overall body experience, like getting touched and getting aroused. And that whole part of it is part of this that helps the overall arousal of all parts. You know, where Viagra just, like, makes your
penis
goes hard on.
Right.
This is more to arouse, I think, your whole body.
Wow, she's got the whole spiritual component.
I think so, right.
Can I see Nirvana?
Let's hope so. We'll find out. So you will let us know next week what you think
I will let you know. Yes.
Yeah, and then she'll tell us more about her book and other stuff she does. She seems like a really cool woman. So she's going to have fun with us. She'll be calling in with us and doing that. So.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get a chance to get her information on the Facebook page so that you can see her and get acquainted with her. So that way you feel like she's almost like a doctor. What's her name? Ruth Westheimer?
right.
The modern day sex doctor.
Yeah. So she's really fun. Yes, so we posted a few interesting things over the week on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina on our Facebook page. So
we did.
Did you see that? Did you watch that little comedic video about the dildo drone?
No, I saw it, then I got distracted by looking at other porn because I thought, wow, this is a great idea. I wonder who's using this. But I couldn't find any.
Well, I think it was
it was more of a comedic thing. So, yeah, I don't know if they're really selling this product, but why not?
Why
right?
not?
If you've got a little drone that'll fly in, so you
no
gotta
vagina
go back.
Would really be safe then.
Right. So she was like drinking a beer. It was a comedy thing, but I think they have a whole bunch of comedy, sex comedy stuff.
Okay.
So she's like drinking a beer and eating a burger while she's getting fucked by the dildo drone. She's like, "Do you ever just want to, you know, eat a burger and drink a beer while you use your dildo?"
Wow.
So she's like, "Then you've got this drone." No, oh wait, I guess you could only have, you can drink your beer or eat, take turns. Because on the other hand, you got to fly the drone. So, but you don't have to be totally focused. Like, you can turn the drone, fly the drone in, and, like, drink a beer because the drone's then doing the work, right? And so it was really funny. So it's more comedic, I think, than a real device. But if you can put a camera on a drone, why not put a dildo on a drone,
well,
right?
This is true. I am all for that type of speech and conduct. I will definitely check that out. Any ladies that would like to have a dildo drone, please let us know. And Tina and I will see what we can put together for you.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm not making any promises. I'm not really on.
What do we have? We have
I don't even know how to do that. That'd be
Priscilla's
crazy.
Lover's Lane.
Oh, yeah,
Home
we could
Depot.
Get them. We could get them in.
Right.
They've got them.
And call the guys at Home Depot, and it's all good. So this question that I posed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Are you a sucker for a big dick, ladies? You know, I'm 44 years old, and I still struggle with penis envy, I think.
That you envy other penises?
Maybe.
Or
maybe.
You...
Well,
will
I mean,
others envy yours?
I'm sure that others envy me.
Oh, no, my goodness.
However.
Curiosity now, ladies, right?
However, I am curious to know if women are really suckers for big dicks.
You know, I really think it's just every woman's different.
Some women like to be stretched to capacity.
Sure.
Some women don't care.
Probably. And there's some women who maybe, you know,
probably,
intercourse isn't their favorite thing. So a man with a smaller penis might be a perfect fit, right? So
right.
So I think everybody is different in that way. I mean, oh, now we're giving TMI.
Oh, I thought you were going to use the word I.
Yeah, I am. But
oh, yeah, here we go, guys. We've been waiting for this for how long?
So TMI here, but, okay, I'm tight, right? I just am. But I like larger penises, yes. So, I know.
What? Man, I don't think it's any better than that, guys. Did you hear that? Can you rewind that?
All right, so you want to know something really, really funny? Because I joke about this, but it's really true.
Okay.
I've literally had to ice myself. Yeah.
From the pounding you took?
Yeah.
Really?
Right, because...
Who is this masked man? We want to know.
Well, you know, because like I said, I'm tight down there. I'm just going to say it, you know, polite about this?
A but, tight cooter is good.
Yes.
So
I've had to ice my pussy, yes.
What?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Multiple occasions.
Oh!
It does help. It does work. So, ladies, you know, it's a tip. Definitely ice it. It works, you know.
Wow. This has been a very exciting show. We've got flying dildos and Tina icing her pussy. What is going on in the world today? This
you know,
is great.
But real tips like that, because some people just get uncomfortable. They might be sore the next day. It might hurt.
Right.
So I'm just letting them know that it's a tip. If your guy's a little larger, or if you're a little smaller, whatever it might be.
Or if you want a guy that's a little larger and you're a little smaller, remember to ice.
Ice it afterwards. Ice, baby.
Right.
Ice baby.
So now, okay. Yeah. So you say you curse. All right.
I do, Mike. Yeah, I do.
Bigger one.
Yeah, I have to say.
Is it the stretching that you like?
I don't know. It just feels good. I mean, I don't know.
We can't get all the information out of her. We knew that.
I got to keep some little secrets. people are like, oh, I don't want to do that because it seems different.
You got to go in dry, man. You got to go in raw.
Use whatever you need.
No.
Like, use
Crisco,
whatever you need.
How about olive oil?
Yeah, but it's probably better if you just go with something that's a natural lubricant, like, or I mean a natural, an oil that you buy at a sex place rather than out of your cupboard.
Well,
can be
you know
a little
what?
Better.
I've seen, I was at a friend's house over the weekend, and they had olive oil in the bathroom.
Oh.
So I wasn't sure. I wanted to ask them, are you drinking a little bit of this every day, or are you using this for sex?
They might be using it for oil pulling as well. Some people do oil pulling. Some people use, like, olive oil. Some people use coconut oil where you put the oil in your mouth and you squish it all around. It's a, yeah, it's supposed to help clean your teeth and bacteria in your mouth. And so it might just be that because I used to keep coconut oil in my bathroom for that. Or rubbing coconut oil all over my body. I mean, the only thing about some of those products is that you got to be careful with for women to make sure that you keep your balance of your pH balance in that internal area.
Right.
So don't let people put food up, you know. It's just
okay, men, women, close your ears right now.
Tina
is about to spoil another one. She already destroyed the ATM myth.
Oh, wait. I know. Oh, guys, okay, so guess what I did today? One of
ATM!
Never. So I was listening. In fact, I'm going to check the email while we're talking. I'll do this quickly because I listened to a seminar today that was, it was a webinar, sorry, so it was a slide.
Okay.
This woman was so funny. It was everything you wanted to know about writing erotic books, but were afraid to ask or something. It was like a webinar. They have a product that helps you generate plots for erotic sex books. Yeah. So anyway, she's telling people, and this is maybe people who are new to erotica, like want to do it as a new thing, new way to make money, whatever.
Okay.
And I just wanted to listen. Even though I'm already an international best-selling erotica author, I thought, you know, you never know what you can learn. I got to learn something.
Right.
But she was so funny. So she's talking about what you can and cannot write, what Amazon considers to be, you know, off-limits, things that, you know, won't be published.
Oh.
So she said, and it was so funny because she's just really being out there, blunt like we talk. And she was saying, and just, you can't talk about literal shit. She said it just like that.
Really?
Yeah. You can't put that in a book. Amazon will not let you publish. You can't talk about literal shit.
No scat talk?
Yeah, no scat talk. And I just started cracking up because I was thinking back to our conversation last week. And, you know, it was just funny. So
how depressing.
Well, it's if you're publishing in a more mainstream format like Amazon and Kobo or Smashwords, some of these places where you can do ebooks pretty easily, most of them are pretty standard media. You can't do certain things. Like, you can't have bestiality. You can't have that. But here's what's funny, and it's so funny because she was talking about it, and it's exactly what I tell people all the time. It's hilarious what you can publish.
Right.
Because if it's not a real live animal, it's not something that's real, you can write about it. So a werewolf, you can have sex with a werewolf in porn. But you can't have sex with a wolf. But you could have sex with a werewolf because that's fantasy, all right?
Oh.
So it's like, what's fantasy? You can have dinosaur porn. There is people who write dinosaur porn because dinosaurs are extinct. Dinosaur porn. They're extinct, so they're not real.
Talking about big dicks.
Right, maybe. I don't even know. I read some horror porn just out of curiosity last year.
Okay.
It was horrifying on a weird, creepy level. Like, just, you do not, trust me, people, unless you're into this, some weird-ass shit, don't read it because you'll freak your brain out. And you're just shocked that they can write this stuff. And she did talk about kind of, you know, how it's so weird that you can write about these things as fantasy, but you can't write about it if it were real. And
well, what if I wanted to write about a scat bunny? There's no such thing as a scat bunny.
You'd be like borderline. It'd be like borderline. And plus, what's interesting, and I'm just going to mention Amazon because it is the number one publisher of ebooks of anywhere in the world.
Way to go, Amazon!
Woohoo! They don't have clear written policies. It's totally up to whatever somebody who happens to decide. So seriously, it's written in their thing because I've seen it written. Because I had a book pulled once, and I had to rechange some things the way I wrote things.
Okay.
Because it's totally arbitrary. So if you think it might be obscene, then it might be. That's basically what they say. And so it's just up to whoever. You know, there's some clear lines, like no incest, but you can have a stepbrother. You can do pseudo-incest.
Okay.
You can do fantasy, like werewolf kind of thing. But some stuff is just borderline. It's just total borderline of whether or not they would allow it. You know, and it's total arbitrary. It's just a person who decides who might see it and say, oh, nope, that goes over the line, and they tell you no. So it's funny. Fantasy stuff is okay. But you can't – and now here's where the weird thing comes in. Like, okay, obviously rape is wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, rape is just wrong.
Clearly.
You can't write a rape story.
Okay.
But let's say you're writing a mystery or a whodunit or a crime fiction, you can write about rape. You see what I mean? Like you can. There's these weird things because they say, like in a crime story, arousal isn't the point of the rape.
Right.
Now, to me, I don't think if you're not going to write about rape, you shouldn't be writing about rape. Period.
Right.
Period. It shouldn't be in those and it shouldn't be in that. But there's this line. So in a crime story, write about rape.
Which is very interesting because I remember I was traumatized by seeing the movie Death Wish with Charles Bronson because it had such a brutal rape scene in it.
Oh, wow.
But I guess that would probably be the same thing because it's a crime story. And
it's a crime story.
A police officer.
Yeah.
It's okay to talk about that rape.
I know. It's really weird. But to put in a story, an erotic story, with the point being arousal, you can't have rape scenes. But you can have rape scenes in crime story.
I got that. It's kind of weird, though.
Anyway,
yeah, it is just, very weird.
There's a lot of weird rules we have in our society, so.
Yeah. But.
No literal scat.
On this radio show, there are very few rules. Except for Tina, there's no ATM. And there's no scat.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. You know, you'd have to pay me an awful lot of money for that. And so.
All right, boys, get your checkbooks out to the highest bidder.
I mean, really a lot of money. You know, not a few hundred. We're talking about tens of thousands.
You need to see some zeros on that check, right?
Yeah. And not check. I only take cash. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
No check. No credit cards. Cash only. This is cash only, right?
Cash only.
Cash only. So, yeah.
Man, I'm excited about taking this strike up, man. I got to find out how much they are. I want to ask her. I already have a feeling that they're going to work.
I know it's going to be fun. And can you believe it? We're almost out of time. We've got like a minute left.
I
know. We just had so much fun chatting.
So let's just recap in case you haven't heard. Tina has a tight pussy. She puts ice on it. And she likes big dick. So that was the highlight of the show. No, just kidding.
Are we going too far?
We're also.
Oh, I don't know. Can we never go too far?
I don't think so.
I don't think we can.
And the reason why, folks, is because Tina and I want everyone to have fun with the conversation of sex.
Yeah.
You know, in this country, sex is something that has been demonized almost, and it shouldn't be that way. Through proper and healthy intercourse, we can have healthy children that continue our legacies on for time indefinite.
I'm a non-breeder, so we'll just that part doesn't apply.
Man,
to
Man, she just killed my mojo.
Oh
man! But you know,
that's my job here.
Right.
Sex talk with Derek and Tina. We've determined that. What did we call that again?
Estimo?
No, but I blow the. Not literally. I blow, not literally. you'd have to pay me an awful lot for that, too.
That's what she says. I know that's not true. Well, I mean, I don't know that's not true, but I'm speculating that that's
what,
not
I'd
true.
Be cheap?
No, that I'm you wouldn't cheap. Charge.
Oh, my God, of course I'd charge. Okay, sex for money is like my secret fetish.
Oh,
didn't we talk
ladies,
about that once?
Ladies, are you hearing this? Your role model and icon is talking about charging for sex.
Only, you know. Yeah, not to everybody. Yeah. Anyway, my skills are very, very high priced. They're,
nice.
They're,
and
they're
there you have it.
Exceptional. Exceptional.
And there you have it. If you are able to get a hold of her, this woman is a traveler. She's always busy, but she always has time for sex talk, and so this is why we love her here. And so this Thursday.
Oh, my gosh, and I can't wait to hear about your strike-up.
Yes.
What happens? Derek, we're so excited.
I'm looking forward
to hear,
to
you know, Derek is going to be our
guinea
tester.
Pig. Yeah,
yeah,
tester.
You're going to be our tester.
Yeah, I'm going to be smashing some junk. Smashing some junk with strike-up. If this thing works for me, I'm wondering if I could be the poster child.
Yeah, I think you could, and we could. We'll start selling it through Sex Talk and Derek and Tina, and you could pay us for your sexual arousal. And I love that. You know I love them. That's my little fetish.
Drop your coins in the slot, people.
Right.
It's going down.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, we thank you. As always, Thursdays could not be what they are if it were not for you.
Oh, and Thursdays couldn't be so fun without you. We're the perfect team. Sex Talk with Derek and Tina.
Another Thursday done. Hopefully another night of fun-filled, healthy sex. Maybe a little ATM with a splash of scat.
Oh, use condom.
In honor of Sex Talk with Derek and Tina, this is Derek. And that's Tina.
Oh, and I'm Tina. Good night.
Good night.